Domestic workers and community leaders from across the country gathered in downtown Los Angeles this morning to call attention to a state bill that would bring more rights to domestic workers. Reporter Fiona Wang takes a look at what the bill would do.
Pans and pots are not cooking tours today. Household workers from different states were banging away in front of the Los Angeles State Building on Spring Street this morning. They were calling attention to the California Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, AB 241. AB 241 ensures California domestic workers the same rights that most other laborers enjoy. Dalia Yedidia is director of California Domestic Worker Coalition.
We're asking for basic labor protections, including overtime, meal and rest breaks, so those would be on site, but just a fair understanding that domestic workers too deserve breaks. They deserve to sit down on the job, not be on their feet, not be constantly working all day.
According to a study conducted by the University of Illinois at Chicago, most domestic workers are women. Most are immigrants, and they play a critical role in the U.S. economy. They help families meet many of the most basic physical, emotional, and social needs of the young and old.
You need to support these women. You need to support us.
Angelica Salas is executive director of CHIRLA, the Coalition of Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles.
Because in the end, we make this state grow, we make these families whole, and we are the women who, and the men, the women and the men who are going to make sure that that you can do your job and that everybody else in this state can do their job.
These workers are the people who take care of the children and homes of many California residents. With no laws to protect them, they are subject to the whims of their employers. Jovan Maria works as a babysitter.
The bosses doesn't give you your overtimes or doesn't give you hours to eat. So that's why we're here.
Opponents of the bill say the provisions are unmanageable in domestic settings and could result in domestic workers losing their jobs. But domestic workers aren't deterred. They plan to hold different events each Thursday to continue the push for more rights. Fiona Wen, Annenberg Radio News.